if you have got a home and nobody visits it.
What kind of home is it?
Yeah. People should come and appreciate or say something. You know, you should have done this.
Exactly.
You'll develop.
Exactly. So what we'll do here, we'd like to see your garden.
Okay.
And we'd like to see classroom number 6.
Classroom number 6.
And yeah, the other things we'll decide.
Okay.
Okay. Should we go to the
garden? Can we start in the garden?
Yeah.
Don't they want to see the office?
So this is the garden, this is mulching. Simple, because of the shortage of water, what we are trying to do is to cover, to make sure that the soil doesn't dry out quickly. And the learners are doing it. And each section is given to the learners.
For the class, to each class. So the first grade and the second grade and that way?
Yes.
Great.
So what the school also decided to do is to give a piece of land to the parents, so that they can also help out.
Right.
When the school is on holiday, the parents will come and help out to make sure that the garden that is going. So the vegetables is planted here and cooked in the kitchen. So the children learn how to grow food. And whenever they see food in their table, they know how much energy has been put into that. And we also have orphans. So we are hoping that out of the skills that they can learn here, they can even try to do it at home. So, and some of the vegetables are given to the children to take it back home, more especially the orphans. And if they've produced enough, more especially when they go on holiday, this week on Friday, they are going on school break for two to 3 weeks.
Right.
And so it's then that they start selling some to the public so that they can sustain the garden. So from Friday, they will start selling some of the vegetables, because otherwise there will be no one to eat them when they are on
And this is like a kale or a spinach or a
spinach.
Yes.
It's a very healthy spinach.
Yes.
You're a good gardener.
Yes. So the other thing that we do, it's here. If you come closer here.
Look at the peppers. And there are chili peppers down there.
The other kind of education we try to give is we don't use pesticides. And what we normally do, we mix the vegetables. We mix them around. You can see this is garlic, and that is onions. So whenever the insects wants to come in, they will smell the onions and they will move away, and the garden will always be safe. And the grass, as you can see, we don't burn any grass. We use it for compost and also for mulching. As you can see, piles of grass over there. It's all meant for compost.
It does. In a very, very big way. You see here, they've started with the onions in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the insects come from this direction, won't enter there.
Oh, okay.
So we actually encourage them. If this line is onions, the following line could be something else, but the onions should be always in between, just to keep the insects away, and it works.
So you must have a lot of onions.
Yes, you should. You should. You should. And the chilies also do the trick. The insects, they don't like chilies. You can also plant your chilies around.
Skills transfer. Yeah.
I have birds eating my chilies, which really surprises me.
They do?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Your birds might be very strange birds. You need to get the hot ones.
Yes, maybe mine aren't hot enough.
Yeah, maybe yours are not hot.
How many orphans do you
eat them?
21. How many at the school total?
What?
How many students total, learners total?
The total number of the school?
Yeah.
The learners.
Okay, it's 583.
You are so accurate. I would have said just 500 and something. So you have 21 orphans here then?
But this time we did not do well. But in 2006, when I came here, it was very, very, very good. The money we used to buy them the school uniform, mm-hmm. and we paid them the school fund.
Right.
So as now they are no more paying the school fees, so we just give them something to eat.
Well, suppose something to eat is better than
yes.
than school uniform,
yes,
if you had to choose.
Definitely. Definitely. Can you see your classroom number 6?
Yeah, she's probably first grade, maybe?